I've got a little something I'd rather listen to right now, to be honest, though.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Can you remember, you remember when hip hop sounded like this?
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky. It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky. Tricky, tricky.
Oh, I may not do the rest of the segment. I may just.
I know, seriously. That's like fine wine. That just peaked. That's so good right
now.
Yeah,
classic Run DMC, Joseph Reverend Run Simmons, Daryl DMC McDaniels, and the late Jason Jam Master Jay Mizell. It has been 5 years since Jam Master Jay died. His legacy includes, of course, some of the building blocks of rap and hip-hop, but it also includes a foundation to promote the positive side and the possibility of the music's genre, often taken to task for violent imagery, poor depiction of women. Now, a concert/award show tonight hopes to highlight the work of those associated with the hip-hop community who are making contributions in the areas of justice, arts, and music. J-A-M. Jam. Jam Master Jay.
Right.
Award nominees include Public Enemy's Chuck D, professor and author Dr. Cornel West, actor Will Smith, director Spike Lee, rapper Kanye West. Performers will include Snoop Dogg, De La Soul, Dead Prez, and DMC. The award show is the first of its kind, co-sponsored by the Jam Master Jay Foundation for Music. And joining us today will be Jam Master Jay's wife, Terry Corley Mizell, who is on her way in studio right now. We also have Caves, who's one of the co-founders. He's a renowned graffiti artist and the front man for the band Lords of Brooklyn. You are very cool to come by on very busy day.
It's okay.
For you. Tell us what you're doing as soon as you finish this interview.
I have to run and pick up the awards that were just casted in steel, aluminum, in Williamsburg somewhere.
So how has the whole event been going as you're getting ready? You're just doing it at the Hammerstein Ballroom tonight in New York City. Great venue.
It's a great venue. Everybody's hustling. You know, everybody's doing their thing to try to work every angle. We can get, you know, more tickets because we were off to a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
Award show, concert, what is it? Like, people get kind of confused. We had to change up the artwork a few times on the Snipes, but it's starting to pick up now. I bumped into Snoop last night at the Bowery Hotel.
Sure, that happens to me. That happens to me all the time, too.
Yeah, it was very surreal to me, too.
What up, Snoop?
It was like an episode of Entourage
for
you?
No, it was very... I walked in with Everlast. We were at the Nego party with DMC. New York was buzzing last night about the show. And everybody there, they were so passionate. Snoop being, you know... I mean, if it wasn't for him, this wouldn't really have legs because he came in, big name, but sincerely, you know, his heart was pouring out to me. And, like... I met him, you know, for the second time, and he's like, "Yo, dog, you know, Run DMC blueprint, you know, like, I got my swagger. We all got our swagger from these guys. They laid it down, and it was great to hear that from him, you know."
When you started approaching people like Snoop about being part of this whole event, this concert, which is great, but also this award show,
right,
which is trying to be more positive about
right.
the hip hop community, what was the response initially? I mean, you had to explain to them, like, what this thing is.
A lot of people got it right away. It was like, mm-hmm. hey, hip-hop community, responsible. Everybody's like, oh, it's about time. We've all been, you know, it's like, you know, everybody, there's always the negative, you know, side of what goes on, and it's always harped on. But here's where artists are finding, like, okay, there's an avenue, there's a venue, but Run DMC, Jam Master Jay, everybody has love and respect. And, you know, everybody's still, you know, devastated by it. So it's mm-hmm. like, okay, finally here's a place where we can go get together and vent and raise some money for this program, you know, inner city school program that the JMJ Foundation started.
How do you think it is that, you know, when you look at a group like Run DMC or a guy like LL Cool J or these guys that were sort of in the kind of initial world of hip hop, and it's pretty positive stuff that's going on, and then somehow we find ourselves where a lot of hip-hop artists are so about bling and smacking up hoes and doing all kinds of things. How did it get off? This is kind of a big question, but how did it seem to get off track a little bit? Because the foundation seemed to be really a positive one.
The times, I don't know, style, you know, the demand for more. I don't know, just the information. It's hip-hop was in the pioneering days, it was more of a, you know, people... expressing what's going on in the neighborhood, you know, it was more current events, you know, it's strayed away from there But New York, it was, you know, it was very New York heavy. It was like, what was going on? New York was a crazy time, early mm-hmm. 80s, late 70s. We were going through some stuff, you know, economics, whatever. And it was just people, kids were venting. They needed to beautify their city. Verbally, graffiti, breakdancing, kids were being creative. You know, it's a few generations later, people, you know, it's just about the artist taking you know, being responsible. This is what we're going to, you know, rap about. You know what I mean? It's you know, it's a shame. It's a sin. So this is maybe something that kind of brings it back home to New York and rally the troops like, hey, you know, back in the New York groove, let's do something.
Yeah,
you know?
This is what it was, and this is what it could be again.
That's right.
And that's part of what the foundation's about.
That's right.
I want to talk about you a little bit. Let's play a little bit of your group covered in a Run DMC classic, Sucker MCs. And I'm going to ask you to tell me what they meant to you when you were just
okay,
starting to
sure.
do this. Let's listen
sure.
up.
See, that's the life that I lead. You sucker MCs, it's who I please. Take that move back, get your heart attack. But there's nothing in this world at all will ever last.
So what did they mean to you personally when you were first starting out?
Well, growing up in Brooklyn, I mean, you know, you know, they were our role models. They were our idols. This was our rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
We found music to rebel and to get up and it was an outlet where even a kid from Brooklyn could actually get behind the mic and tell their story mm-hmm. thanks to Run DMC. They opened up these doors and it spread like a virus through the boroughs. Outer boroughs, inner city, whatever. It was, you know, New York, early 80s. They were kings, man. You know, and it was just as a kid, it was inspiring. And then I got like a chance encounter one day as an extra in Crush Groove. Remember that movie?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
sure.
They have break dancing extras. You know, I'm there. You know,
how old were you?
I had to be 13 years old. You know,
and you were into break dancing.
Yeah, 13? I was a graffiti mm-hmm. artist. I started out as a graffiti artist, so I jumped on that subway, and you started meeting different people, different culture, different, you know, music, and breakdancing, all this was the elements of hip hop. It was, you know, like every, you just wanted to do it all. You were a b-boy, you know, and you were part of a society and a community, and they were holding auditions. I get in the elevator, and there they are, you know. You know, I have my graffiti book. I open it up, and, you know, they were human beings.
Sure.
You know, you're going to meet your idols, or they're human beings, and they took my book and they paid attention, you know, and that's all I needed. I need a little pat in the behind, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna be Run DMC. You know,
Did you get in Crush Groove?
Yes, I was like a little breakdancer in Crush Groove, and it was you know, those little things, you know, and these guys were more than just rock, you know, rap idols. They were human beings, and I feel like they're American icons. And they need to be cherished that way, and they were great role models, and a lot of positivity came out of their music, and it broke racial barriers, you know, and I felt that in my neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
It's also interesting that your personal story is very much what the foundation is trying to do. I mean, obviously it happened years and years and years before the Jam Master Jay Foundation happened, but that whole idea that art and music really can change a kid's life.
Sure can. It really can, and it's a great thing. That, you know, it targets the music programs in public schools. Because
mm-hmm.
I even know to this day, you know, PS 104 in my neighborhood, if you were in like the 3 or 4 class, you weren't getting music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, you had to be in the 1 class or 2 mm-hmm. class. But, you know, if you were, you know, in the more troubled classes in public school, you know, music and art is very important to enrich a young child's life. It will shape and mold. And this is great. That this is where this is targeted, you know.
We're talking to Caves from Lords of Brooklyn about the first ever Jam Master Jay Awards tonight to award those who in the hip-hop community who are doing something positive. And we're so glad that Jam Master Jay's wife, Terry Corley-Mizell, has made it to us. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. So what are you thinking about this big event tonight? Let's just start with a real simple, basic question. Are you excited?
Oh, very excited. It's going to be hot.
You're scoot in here
awesome.
A little bit. There you go.
Okay. It's going to be great. We have a lot of great artists, Noob, Kid Capri, DMC, Dead Prez, Papoose, Kid Capri, Mr. Sinister, Lord Finesse, Bumpy Knuckles, DJ K Slay, Jim Jones, Q-Tip, De La Soul. It's just going to be great. A lot of artists that love Jason and want to support the foundation.
You've already got your hair up. Something's going on here. What's happening?
I see a lot of bobby pins, a lot of curls.
She's getting her hair ready for tonight.
My pin curls, I can't pull them out. My hair is still wet.
It's going to look good tonight. I want to see
it better. I've been walking around New York City this morning with my hair like this. It better look good.
Terry, tell me a little bit more about the awards and the categories and who's up for them and why.
Okay. Well, we have a Justice Award and
an Arts Award,
a Music Award. For the Justice Award, we have Chuck D, Dr. Cornel West, and Will Smith. For Arts, we have Spike Lee, Robert L. Johnson, and Lee Quinones. And for the Music, it's Nelly, Wyclef, John, and Kanye West.
And what do they have in common? What is it that about these people who you felt that they were the right people to be nominees for this award, your husband's award?
Well, I think that they promoted social justice in the arts and music program. They're very influential, and so the foundation decided that they were going to nominate these individuals because they fit the part.
Why do you think we need an award show like this? I was actually a little surprised. I kept reading it's the first. I thought, well, why was this the first? It's 2007.
Well, I think hip-hop is getting a lot of negative press right now, and We really need to change that and show people the positive side of it and just let everybody know that it's not all negative. There's a lot of positive in hip-hop, and we need to show that.
What do you think your late husband would kind of say about the state of hip-hop, you know, if he was seeing it now? I mean, this sounds like the kind of concert he would show up for. I mean, it's given in his honor, but I mean, it sounds right. Like this is really what he was sort of all about during his time when he was alive.
Well, hip-hop has changed, and Jason was all about embracing new things. So he would have gone to the concert. He loved all types of music and artists as a whole, just period. So he would have definitely attended the show. He was about change and embracing new things, and hip-hop is going in a different direction. But it's all good. It's still positive.
Terry, when did you start the foundation?
We started it 2 years ago, uh-huh. And we had our last event February of 2005, and we just wanted to keep Jason's legacy alive and decided that raising funds for the inner city schools would be the best way to do it through music programs.
So there's a part of the show which is great to talk about, the honorable part of the show. And then there's a part where I would just want to go see this concert.
Yeah, it's
going to
be fun.
I don't mean to be rude about it. I was like, Oh, my God, can you see who's going to be at this show tonight? Who do you want to see perform, Caves?
Listen, like I said, Snoop is, you know, he was last night. He was so passionate about I can't wait to see what he comes up with. He was all about it. And Everlast is there, mm-hmm. with DJ Muggs, and he's going to do like an acoustic interpretation like the song you heard before, you know, maybe a few Run-DMC classics.
Nice.
De La Soul.
De La Soul. Look, EPMD. Bring it back.
Whoa.
New York, look out.
Whoa.
EPMD, right?
Well, we know you guys have a whole lot to do today. We really appreciate you even taking the time to come on. And good luck with the award ceremony. I hope everything goes down just fine, just smooth, and all your nominees show up. And that's a good concert and a good jam.
And there's still a chance to go get tickets.
Hammerstein Ballroom tonight. All right. Terry and Caves, thank you so much for coming on by. We want to leave a minute to play this out because now I'm in the mood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Frankly,
Maestro.